Hello, and welcome to the special Christmas edition of CWC Dive Deep. I'm your host, Caleb Swartz, and with Christmas just around the corner, we wanted to take a break from the norm and let you hear from our CWC staff. We asked them to share a Christmas tradition with us, something that their families enjoy during the holiday season, and maybe something that you'll want to try out as well this year. We also asked them to reflect on the Christmas story as we finish our current sermon series, Down to Earth. So pull up a chair, grab a hot cocoa, and listen to these stories.
I am Jill Arnold, and I'm the Connections Director here at the church. I would say that our family definitely revolves around food, and it's a lot of times foods that we only get during Christmas time, only eat at Christmas time, but if I asked my family, they would say orange rolls. Pillsbury orange rolls are what reminds them of Christmas, and that comes from a tradition that started at my house as a child, that we would always have Pillsbury orange rolls. The other thing that is kind of magical at our house, even though no one believes in Santa Claus anymore, of course, is just I bring the presents down after everyone's asleep and everyone's gone and fill their stockings after they're asleep. And so when they wake up, the room is full of presents and their stockings are full.
So I'm Kyle, the Well Ministries Director. Gosh, you know, traditions really, really change, especially after getting married and then, you know, having kids now. We're trying to set our own up as a family and sort of create what's going to be a thing for us to do. So right now, at least while the kids are young, the fun thing we found is Christmas Eve every year, that night we get a surprise visit from mystery elves or something, but they somehow drop off these Christmas Eve pajamas for all the kids and parents to wear. And a Christmas movie. And so that's how we sort of start off our holiday, fresh jammies in a movie.
What's up, everyone? I'm Brent Mestock. I'm the Media Arts Director here. Something about Christmas that we did as a family that I vaguely remember was Christmas Eve. We would always gather with the family and we'd go to a service somewhere in the area. Usually it was where my mom was leading worship, but that was just a part of something we did. I remember me and my brothers singing the final Silent Night candle lighting, because everyone does that. I just remember singing that, like trying to be operatic and trying to sing it in a different way, and I just remember my dad getting real mad at us. So that kind of sticks out to me. And then after the services, we do something called fondueing, and it's basically really, really hot boiling oil in this kind of fondue type set. And we would stick in there a cubed steak and marinated chicken, and it was just a really good time with the family.
My name is Mary Tyler, and I oversee communication at Christ Wesleyan Church. One of my favorite Christmas traditions growing up in my family was usually Christmas Eve after church. We would go around in the neighborhoods and look at the Christmas lights that people had decorated their houses, but more than anything, we would really laugh at the absolutely ridiculous bright lights and giant yard decorations that they would put up, and feel bad for the neighbors across the street who had to look at it all the time.
One of my favorite Christmas traditions, as my family grew into our teen years, we had trouble getting up in the morning, as you can imagine most teenagers do. And so what my father began doing was playing Trans-Siberian Orchestra as loud as the stereo system possibly could every Christmas morning to wake us up, and it's a tradition that continues to this day.
My name is Mike, and I'm the family life pastor here at Christ Wesleyan, and a favorite family tradition is my mom's birthday is Christmas Eve, and so after the Christmas Eve service, we've always enjoyed getting together as our immediate family unit and celebrating Christmas together, and that's just so much fun to kick off Christmas a few hours before it officially starts. And so it's a great way to celebrate my mom's birth the day before we celebrate Jesus' birth, and so much fun.
Hi, I'm Tabitha, and I am a secretary to spiritual formation, family life, and also the media arts coordinator at Christ Wesleyan Church. One of my favorite Christmas traditions has been started with my family now, that I prepare warm homemade sticky buns Christmas morning, and we do not start opening gifts until they're ready, and we sit around the living room eating sticky buns and opening gifts together.
I'm Eric Ireland, Relational Care Pastor here at Christ Wesleyan. Our Christmases in Maine are most always snowy. And somehow Christmas morning is the coldest because we are up at a ridiculous hour, usually 4, 5, 6 in the morning. We have to get ready to go up to our grandparents' house to scurry out to the vehicle to start the thing so that we could take the half a mile trek up to grandma's house. Oh man, it does not matter how much you bundle up for that short little scurry out to the garage. You're always frozen by the time you get back inside.
Hi, I'm Cameron Ettinger. I'm the Assistant Media Arts Director here at Christ Wesleyan, and I'm also the editor for the Dive Deep podcast. And one of my favorite family traditions that I had growing up was on Christmas morning, we would do a scavenger hunt for our Christmas presents. My parents would hide the presents all throughout the house, and me and my sisters would have to go on this hunt to find them. And my dad would write this Night Before Christmas style poem where each line of the poem was a clue on where to find the present. And so it was like a fun game for us. It wasn't just tearing through the presents. It taught us patience a little bit, but it also was just a fun game for us to do on Christmas morning.
Hi, my name is Pastor Arlie Davis, and I'm excited to share with you some of the Christmas traditions that we use as a family. There are a lot of things that we enjoy as a family, but when I think of Christmas, I suppose I just think of family as the most important part. We've tried to do a lot of things throughout that day. Fortunately, both our families lived very close, so we were able to spend time with each of them on that day. We'd start out opening our gifts in our home, and then we'd go to my parents, and we'd have a brunch. We all take food, and we all go in. There's a few things about that brunch that were always kind of spectacular and fun. We'd open gifts, and then just spend time being together, sometimes playing games, and sometimes just enjoying the time that we had together. Then after that, then we'd go to my in-laws, and we'd have a supper. And so we'd once again would kind of just have family together, open presents, play some games, enjoy the time. So I think probably for our kids and for us, probably family is the most important part of that special day. Probably for millions of people all over the world, that's part of it, gathering together and sharing in that.
We also asked them to reflect on the Christmas story as we finish our current sermon series, Down to Earth.
As I reflect on Christmas and the story, I think about the stable. That stable had something so small in it, however, it held something so large and significant, Jesus, the Almighty One who brought the Spirit of love to all who believe in Him. It has to be the best relationship that you can choose to live by.
A piece that sticks out from the Christmas story most to me currently is being a relatively new dad. I can only imagine how much love our Heavenly Father has for us. Having two little girls and knowing how much I love them, it's just incredible to think about how much our Heavenly Father loves us. We can't comprehend it, and I'm blown away.
The older I get, the more I think about Mary and what a privilege it must have been for her to be the mother of Jesus. And I'm sure that maybe at her young age, she didn't think about it being such a privilege. And maybe as she grew older, she realized, wow, she was the mother of the Son of God and how special of a person she must have been.
As I reflect on the Christmas story, I'm really just beginning to grasp kind of the awe and the holiness that should be brought to this story. I mean, so often we get caught up in the cartoon image of the Christmas story and how our culture portrays it, but this is really the event that began to change the world. And I think it's just important that we look at it that way.
I've always felt kind of a personal tug whenever I think about Mary. I mean, that is my name, but feeling what an incredibly brave woman she was, and how when, you know, the angel came to see her and said that you're gonna carry this child, there was no question in her mind. She was just gonna do it. And back then it would have been a terrifying thing for her to go through that alone, and how brave Joseph was to come alongside her as well.
One thing about the Christmas story that sticks out is just the fact that, you know, the Savior of the world was born in not the best conditions. You would think like a king or a high ruler, you know, let alone the Son of God. If, you know, this was a story that man would write about himself being God, you'd think he would be born in a palace. He'd be born in the perfect conditions, because why not? It's a king. It's God. So why not be the best possible conditions out there? But the fact that it wasn't the most ideal setting for a king to be born in, I just think that shows like the humbleness of God and just how much God loves us.
One thing that's kind of neat about the Christmas story is that when you have something like so powerful, you don't have to freshen it up to keep it impactful. And so although it's cliche, it kind of just blows me away still that God could separate himself from his son. Like, he could give up his only son. And I know Pastor Ryan shared a video at Christmas Relevance that said the same thing. The guy said, "I couldn't give up my son." And I totally, totally resonate with that. I couldn't do it. I can't create that much love inside myself to bring me to be able to do that. And it's overwhelming.
As I think about the Christmas story, I think the thing that strikes me the most is God's sovereignty throughout the whole story. I mean, his protection over Mary and Joseph throughout all that process, the way that he coordinated just all those elements and pieces surrounding the birth of Christ. And he used unlikely people and he used difficult circumstances, and it worked out as a part of his grand plan for saving all people by sending his son. And that to me is just incredible.
When I think about what it means to me spiritually, it's really overwhelming to think that God would love us so much that he would become human. He would become like us, humble himself, become obedient. And that's just an overwhelming thought, that he would come in humility to really draw us to himself. And if he was willing to be so humble in what he offered, how can we offer anything less to him? It's a wonderful time of reflection and just gratefulness for all that he means to me.
And thanks for joining us on CWC Dive Deep. I hope you were challenged and encouraged to grow in your faith by what you've heard here today. Check back next Monday for our next episode. Stay connected with us throughout the week by following CWC Life on Facebook, and be sure to visit our website, cwc.life, where you can find more messages to dive deep into.
So, have a Merry Christmas. Great to be with you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
From our house to yours, we're wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year.